Discipleship ministries exist for the very purpose of raising generations who will actively follow Christ. We're excited today to share with you our 2016 emphasis in discipleship ministries is going to be all about family-focused ministries. There are so many different kinds of families today. There are traditional families, there are single-parent families, there are adoptive parents, there are foster parents. And we understand that there must be a partnership between these families of all kinds with the local church in order to really effect change in the lives of the next generation. I'm glad today to be here with Samantha Snipes and Bill Terry. They're in our adult ministries. They serve in men's and women's ministries. And so, Samantha, would you share with us today some of your thoughts about what family-focused ministry is going to mean in women's ministries?
Definitely. I am just so excited about this focus. It is exciting to be a part of women actively engaging with their children and discipling them and those in their community. We are anointed. We are called for this. God has empowered and equipped us for this, and it is exciting to take that and run with it. And in family ministry, there's also other ways that we can implement this. And in my home church, my pastor opened it up to the parents, to mentors, to those that loved and wanted to baptize their children. And I said, yes, I totally want to do this. And I was excited to be a part of that. And my kids were too. I baptized our children, and it was awesome. Awesome experience to be a part of that in the spiritual development of my kids. And I want you to know, this is open to everyone, not just ministers. It is open to all of us. I am not an ordained minister. I am a grateful and happy parent to be involved in the spiritual development of my children. So I am super excited.
Thanks. Bill, what are some of your thoughts about men's ministry in this focus?
Well, I'd like to begin with Sam and just also echo how excited I am about this new direction of family ministry within discipleship. For men's ministries, I just see just a greater opportunity as we move forward in discipling men, equipping men, helping men, you know, to become spiritual leaders, helping men to become godly fathers, men to understand how they should love their wife and the relationship that they should have with their children. You know, family ministry has many faces. And one of the faces that I see that is very important is the face of family involvement. You know, all through Scripture we can see that. We can go back to the days of Jacob and remember how that Jacob blessed all of his sons. You know, even God in the book of Numbers, he instructed Israel that they were to bless all the people, and he gave them a model blessing to speak over them. And then when we come to the New Testament, we see Timothy. And look at the family involvement in Timothy's life. Timothy, Paul references his grandmother and his mother, how that it shaped his spiritual life, and they spoke about his faith. That's the beauty of family ministry, is when the family is actually involved in shaping and molding the destiny of their children. You know, one of the things that we do in men's ministries is taken from this book that was written by Randy Alcorn from the movie Courageous. And this book is just simply dealing with just one main motto, and that is the motto that honor begins at home. Home, you know, was here before the church was. And the home is where that man is that spiritual leader. That man leads his family. He helps his children really understand what it means to be a true follower of Christ. You know, in the local church, for years we've been dedicating children. You know, as a senior pastor for many years, I've dedicated a lot of babies and a lot of children throughout my ministry. But one of the new concepts that we're talking about today, just like Sam, you talked about baptizing, you know, your children, and that is about parents and even grandparents being involved in the dedication of their children and their grandchildren. The one thing that we have to be able to provide from discipleship ministries is, you know, we just can't say, yeah, go ahead and do it. We want to be able to resource them and to help them understand what it really means to speak blessing and to dedicate their children. With the book Courageous, we have a ministry that we do called Resolution Sunday. And that is where on a given Sunday, Every dad in that local church, he stands before his family, before the whole congregation, and he makes a resolution to be the man of God, the husband, the father that he should be. Now, there are a number of resolutions, but I just want to share with you the first resolution. Just simply says this. Here's what the man says, the dad says. I do solemnly resolve before God to take full responsibility for myself, my wife, and my children. Powerful statement. And that's what I see happening through family ministry. And I think that's how men's ministry is going to help. We're going to help men become the dad, the husband, they help grandparents to know what their role can be in their children and grandchildren's life. It's exciting.
Awesome, awesome.
You know, we can see the change coming. Can you imagine with me just for a few minutes today what it would be like in your church if your church was a place where parents, spiritual nurturers, no matter what the family unit looked like, they came together on a weekly basis. They learned more about being the spiritual nurturers that they need to be. Can you imagine what it would be like that they come back next Sunday and they talk about what they did well, what they didn't do so well, and they learn. Here's what we want to turn upside down. Traditionally and typically in our churches, a child goes to Sunday school or kids' church. They carry some of their work home. The parent, the spiritual leader, whoever in their home would ask them, what did you learn at church today? And they talk about it. We want to turn that around. We want to turn it upside down to where that child comes to church on Sunday and the leader of that group at church says, what did you learn at home this week? Let me tell you why that's so important. The church only has a child an average of 30 hours a year. The family group has that child more than that every week of the entire year. And if we want to enter in, we want to enter into a partnership with the family. And if we do that, we can see the change coming. We can see how lives will be changed, and we will develop next generation followers of Christ who will impact their world.